Pray about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession, and we here at American Family Radio are in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and we appreciate your prayers and support and your time walking with us through these 3 days of our spring share-a-thon. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. And evening passed and morning came, marking the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a space between the waters to separate the waters from the heavens from the waters of the heaven, waters of the earth." And that is what happened. God made this space to separate the waters of the earth from the waters of the heavens. God called the space sky. And evening passed and morning came, marking the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters beneath the sky flow together into one place, so dry ground may appear." And that is what happened. God called the dry ground land, and the waters seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land sprout with vegetation, every sort of seed-bearing plant, and trees that grow seed-bearing fruit. These seeds will then produce the kinds of plants and trees from which they came." And that is what happened. The land produced vegetation, all sorts of seed-bearing plants, and trees with seed-bearing fruit. Their seeds produced plants and trees of the same kind, and God saw that it was good. And evening passed and morning came, marking the third day. Then God said, "Let lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. Let them be signs to mark the seasons, days, and years. Let these lights in the sky shine down on the earth." And that is what happened. God made two great lights, the larger one to govern the day and the smaller one to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set these lights in the sky to light the earth, to govern the day and night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And evening passed and morning came, marking the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that scurries and swarms in the water. And every sort of bird, each producing offspring of the same kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply. Let the fish fill the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." And evening passed and morning came, marking the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth produce every sort of animal, each producing offspring of the same kind, livestock, small animals that scurry along the ground, and wild animals." And that is what happened. God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock and small animals, each able to produce offspring of the same kind, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image, to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground." Then God said, "Look, I've given you every seed-bearing plant throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. And I have given every green plant as food for all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, and the small animals that scurry along the ground, everything that has life. And that is what happened. Then God looked over all he had made and saw that it was very good. And evening passed and morning came, marking the sixth day. Verses 1 through 31, all of Genesis chapter 1. Lord, thank you, Father, for the fact that you are faithful. You are God. You are Heavenly Father. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank you, Father, for the power of your word, the grace in your word, the anointing that permeates your word. And thank you for the power and the grace and the blessing that flows into our hearts, our minds, and our lives as we take time to read, to listen to your words of wisdom, light, counsel, and grace. Thank you for the gift of your word. Empower us with every passing day to be much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you. Lord, thank you for this share-a-thon, and thank you for our spring share-a-thon and all those that have prayed, those that have given already, and those that have contributed in some way or another. Father, anoint every moment of this share-a-thon with a mighty, 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 mighty anointing. Set it on fire of your Holy Spirit. Minister grace, strength, and encouragement mightily through each of the 3 days, and do a perfect work in the heart of every listener throughout this share-a-thon. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Hey, Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, first off, I want to say this time is yours. This show is yours. Everything we do is for you and from you. So thank you, Father. And whatever we do on our own that we do without you, Father, please just set it to the side. Please push it away. Like, keep us in your name. Keep us in your will, Father. Thank you so much for guiding us. Thank you so much for all the encouragement that you've given us and that you've been able to give through us in following your word and getting to know you more. Father, I ask that we'd continue to be good stewards and that you'd grow us more in maturity and in ministry. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And again, as I mentioned, we're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and we appreciate you listening in. We're grateful to have as our co-host during our share-a-thon, Jade Holifield. And Jade is not a stranger to us. Jade, thanks for joining us
today. I'm family. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. Spring share-a-thon 2024.
Amen.
Time is flying.
Would you pray for share-a-thon, Jade?
Please? I would love to. Yes, sir. Father God, I just thank you so much for all of the years that you have blessed this ministry, American Family Association, Lord. I am so grateful. It is this ministry that I remember listening to as a little girl when my mom would take us to school. We had AFR playing in the car. And Father, I just thank you for the souls that have been saved due to the gospel being given out through the airwaves. And we just ask right now, Lord, that you will bless this year of Share-a-thon. This particular spring share-a-thon at that. Father, we ask that you will lead and guide the listeners, those who will be giving. Bless those who do give, whether with whatever amount that you place upon their heart. And bless those, Lord God, who take time to pray for the ministry, leadership, and all of the employees here. Father, I ask that you would continue to use AFA for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jade. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to share the number to call in if you'd like to make a pledge to help us continue the work and the mission of American Family Radio and the American Family Association. The number to call is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to www.afr.net again to make a pledge online. Again, www.afr.net. And you can go online to make a pledge there. And Jade is going to share for us our spring share-a-thon verse.
Yeah, it is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, guys. And this is what it says. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. God is faithful. I love that part. He's faithful.
He really, really is.
And he is, yeah.
I'd like to share with our listeners, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, one who makes a pledge can receive the new medium roast blend coffee from the American Family Association, or you can become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, and you can receive a book on Dr. Don Wildman, the late Dr. Don Wildman. The title of the book is I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan, a wonderful book that gives a picture of his journey as he served the Lord in the beginning of the American Family Association. So again, we're grateful to have all of you listening and hope that you'll prayerfully consider praying daily for the ministry, but also prayerfully consider making a pledge to help us continue the work of American Family Association. Isaac's going to share for us the number to call if you'd like to make a pledge.
Yeah, that number is 1-877-616-2396.
All right, thank you. And Jade, I want to ask you this too. You know, the passage, again, the scripture, reading it one more time, 1 Corinthians 1:9.
Yes, sir. So it says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God is faithful.
You know, faithfulness is such an important part of the Christian walk because, of course, it reminds us of someone who is on task, who's obedient and continues to be obedient over a long period of time. That's important. That's what God calls all of us to.
Yeah, and to be faithful.
That was a very important message from the heart and the mind of Reverend Don Wildman, encouraging believers to be faithful. And, you know, when we are faithful, faithfully doing what God has called us to do, we never have to worry about God doing his part. If we do our part, God is going to do his part.
Yes, sir, because faithfulness, God is faithful, right? Faithful means to be convinced with what God says. So when we're convinced about something, you don't have to persuade me because I'm committed. I'm like, I already know that he's going to do it. And that is the mindset that the Lord wants us as believers to have, that he is faithful. And I didn't work here when Brother Don was here. I got here. I'm the later generation. I know you work with Brother Don, but I love hearing stories about Brother Don Wildman. He was a phenomenal man. Like, he was a man that stuck with the word, and it was evident just different stories that I've heard about him that he believed in God's faithfulness. He was convinced about it. He was not persuaded, regardless of moments when probably all the funds, especially in the beginning, you know, this is a 501c3. We function off of donations. That's why you need to call and give at 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. That man, he was convinced that God would provide for this ministry.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to share one or two passages that remind us of the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. This passage is one of, if not the most favorite passage in God's Word all over the world, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift of eternal life. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you for the privilege of being able to carry the call of God upon our lives as individual believers. And thank you for the privilege of, in the power of your Holy Spirit, being able to carry out that call, faithfully doing what you've called us to do. Help us all to grow an understanding of the importance of each and every one of our callings and the importance of us living that out, walking out that calling, whatever it might be. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and your love. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of prayer, praise, worship, and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Share the number one more time, for Isaac, if you would, for us, please.
That is 1-877-616-2396.
And, of course, you can go online to give at www.afr.net as well. Thanks for listening to our spring share-a-thon. We'll be right back.
So close, you could touch it, but you your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came too soon. Sometimes the day could be so hot. There was so much work left to do, but so much you'd already done. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. And I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step, you lead me.
Karna from Hampstead, North Carolina. I hope I can get through this. I don't know how I'd cope without AFR. From early morning, I can listen to godly counseling on family and life. Then to truthful presentation of what now is happening. And just when I might get discouraged with the news, I get my thoughts recaptured and put back to realize who's in control and in whom I must put my trust, the Almighty God and Jesus. Thank you, AFR.
My name is Jarvis King. I live in Bogachita, Mississippi. Many years ago, my dad and I had a Motorola two-way radio business in Macomb. Well, WAQL is still there and it's on a tower. Dad decided to let Don Wildman get on the tower for free for the antenna space. And at the time, I didn't like the idea. I wasn't living right. Years went by, Dad's gone to be with the Lord, and I lived a terrible, addicted life till I went in Teen Challenge 15 years ago. And little did I know at the time when Dad let Don get on the radio tower, that I would be listening to it now every day when I work. I just want to thank Don Wildman and all the staff there for blessing me every day, and such a blessing that my dad saw the vision with Don and allowed them to get on the tower at Macomb.
Hello, this is David Chen from California and South California. And today I just called to leave a message. This little ministry of the Kingdom of God that changed my life, keep changing. I just want to give a big thank you to all beloved ones, such as Teacher Alec McFarlane, Teacher Bert Hopper, and Brother Tim Wyman and the whole family. And I want to say thank you because you guys give me things that more than the money that I could not compare. Thank you and thank you.
Karna from Hampstead, North Carolina.
You're listening to American Family Radio. We're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and we do appreciate you being a part of our listening family here on the Hour of Intercession. We ask that you would pray for the Lord to anoint and bless all 3 days of our spring share-a-thon, and we invite you to call in to make a pledge as well if you feel so led of the Lord to do so. And Jade is going to tell you how to do just that.
Yeah, that number to call is 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net. And I always like to bring up to people, because even we as workers, yeah, we work here at AFA, we're also on the phone lines. And my heart breaks anytime I get a person that calls in to give and they say something like this: all I can give is $5. I say, well, hallelujah. I said, we are thankful for that $5. There is no pledge too big or too small. Seriously, whatever the Lord places on your heart, we are so grateful. And the Lord is going to bless you for being obedient.
Amen. Amen. And Jade, you know, you make a powerful point. We should never underestimate what God will do with one tiny seed.
Absolutely.
I'm reminded of the power, the wonderful story of the great servant of the Lord, Robert Mueller, who was a tremendous man of prayer. He built many orphanages in his nation, in the nation of England many, many years ago. But he tells the story of how that he was contemplating about whether or not to build one very large what would become a very influential orphanage in one particular community. And he was trusting God for wisdom. And while he was praying and listening to the Lord, a little boy walked up to him and gave him a penny. This is for the orphanage. Wow. And he knew that was the confirmation from God. It's time to move forward. Mm. And God used that penny and a whole lot more money to build those orphanages and help bless many, many, many children. Never underestimate the power of one single seed.
Absolutely.
No matter how small the gift is that you choose to give to AFR or to your church or to another ministry, don't underestimate what God will do with one single seed. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to be givers, who plant seeds for the building of your kingdom, and help us to be wise enough to recognize that, Lord, you will take one seed and you can build a universe with it. Help us to be faithful and to expect you to do big things through the seeds that we plant. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Isaac, would you share that number one more time for our listeners?
Absolutely. That number is 1-877-616-2396. And this makes me think of that story where Jesus is in the temple and there's all those rich people bringing in their big old sacks of money, giving it as their tithe and offering. Probably some of them had some big buckets coming in, showing off, like, hey, look at all this money I'm giving. And then this poor lady comes in and puts two of like the lowest currency coins in there. And Jesus sees her and says, that woman gave more than anybody else here because she gave in faith. She gave in faith. And that's our theme right now, that like God is faithful. God is more faithful than we could ever imagine. And so seeing that lady like given faith, let's do the same.
Absolutely.
I want to challenge you listeners, not like, yes, please support us, but also don't stop there. Continue walking out in faith in your own communities. Mm-hmm. Continue loving where you are. Thank you so much for those of you that are partnering with us. But it doesn't stop there. You've got to start in your local community and then you continue branching out.
Yes, I'm reminded of, that was a good word, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. It says, if we are faithless, he is faithful. So the way I see it, when someone gives and they're like, oh man, basically embarrassed with whatever amount that they've given, that's a form of being faithless. Like, but I love that you're still working your faith out. The Lord wants you to be confident in what he has provided you with and believe that he will bless you. And that's not even just in concerning finances. That's even in the word. Be faithful in the word of God, and he's going to be faithful to grow you. The scripture says that we move from glory to glory in Christ Jesus, and that should be a desire of ours.
You know, and you know, along that line too, on a regular basis, part of the mission behind this broadcast, the Hour of Intercession, is to encourage believers to become serious prayer warrior, set on fire of the Holy Spirit, to be a person who takes prayer very seriously, but also to be faithful disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's so much God can do through one obedient individual. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's so many ways in which on a daily basis we're called to obey God so that he can just simply use us to do what he wants to do.
Yes.
Giving out a gospel tract in a place that might not seem convenient to do so, sharing a word of encouragement, asking someone maybe in a grocery line, hey, how can I pray for you? Mm-hmm. Just listening to the Holy Spirit and obeying him wherever he prompts you to do or say something. Remember, again, God uses one seed of obedience at a time to build his kingdom.
Yes. And can I, the number real quick, and then I got to say this because you hit on something, Pastor Parker. 1-877-616-2396 is the number to give whatever amount the Lord puts on your heart. 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. When you were talking about how God will be faithful, oh my goodness. Look, and the thing about the way it works with the Lord, if you want to hear him clearly, be faithful with the small things. There was just this morning, the Lord put on my heart, there was someone I had to apologize to. and oh my goodness, and I'm not gonna lie, I had a little bit of I was a little uneasy. I was just like, I don't want to, but Lord, I want to be faithful. Mm-hmm. And so I did it. And what I know is happening, I'm becoming more in tune with His Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the more that you're obedient. So if there's someone you need to apologize, humble yourself. Why? Because you want to glorify God. Our mm-hmm. ultimate goal in this life is to bring glory to the Lord. And So kill the flesh, pursue obedience to His word so you can hear from the Father more.
Excellent point. You know, every issue is a discipleship issue. Mm-hmm. It's a God relationship issue. And, you know, sometimes people make the big mistake of thinking, well, so-and-so is too spiritual. In reality, there is no such thing. You cannot be too spiritual.
Agreed.
We're spirit
yeah.
beings.
Yes.
And we're made to live in close communion with our Heavenly Father. And when we're not doing that, that's really unnatural for what we were created for. We were created for God, to know Him, to
yes.
fellowship with Him, and to walk with Him, and for His Spirit to flow through us mightily mm-hmm. as we do exploits in the world. So it's important to know that's one of the goals. I'm going to share Psalm 92, a psalm of thanksgiving. And remember this, God's Word says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Giving thanks is not only a wise way for us to live, it's a spiritual weapon as well. Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by a 10-stringed instrument, a harp, and the melody of a lyre. You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. O Lord, what great works you do! And how deep are your thoughts? Only a simpleton would not know, and only a fool would not understand this. Though the wicked sprout like weeds and evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, will be exalted forever. Your enemies, Lord, will surely perish. All evildoers will be scattered. But you have made me as strong as a wild ox. You have anointed me with the finest oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the defeat of my wicked opponents. But the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, "The Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him." Again, verses 1 through 15, all of Psalm 92. And again, the Word of God is what empowers us and teaches us to be yes. faithful. Lord, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would encourage us to stay in your Word, to live a lifestyle of speaking your Word and standing on your Word and speaking the promises of your Word, which are one of the ways whereby we walk with you and we listen to you and we follow you. Empower us to be people who, like Enoch, walk with you every day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Tell our listeners the number one more time.
Yes, sir. That number to give for our Spring Share-a-thon is 1-877-616-2396. Guys, hey, any amount, we are so thankful. 1-877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. AFR. I still like the old jingle.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
We need to let you do a new jingle for us, Jade. You know, you sing it so well. So praise
I'm
the Lord.
I'm a little hoarse this morning. Look, that's one thing about Spring Share-a-thon. My allergies. Oh, my goodness. Help us, Holy Spirit. But
by His stripes, you were healed in Jesus'
name.
Come
on. Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus.
All right. You know, I think of this, that it's so important for us to learn to walk with God all the time. You know, the Word of God does tell us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Giving thanks in all circumstances,
yes.
not necessarily for the circumstance, because sometimes some things, you know, obviously they're negative things, but we can thank God in the midst of those things.
Yes.
Just this morning, accidentally, apparently my wife accidentally locked our bedroom door, and she had left, and my keys were in there, my wallet was in there.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's not a regular, easy way to open the door.
Yeah.
And so, but I was, by the grace of the Lord, I was able just to remember that truth. Well, let me thank and praise the Lord in the midst of this situation. And prayed briefly, Lord, you have a solution, Lord.
Come
help
on,
me
Pastor
to know that
Mark.
Solution. And the Holy Spirit just let me go, step out into the garage, and I found one little tool, took it inside, stuck it in, popped that door right open.
Come on.
The Holy Spirit did that. And the beauty is, this is important to know in every circumstance, giving thanks is a weapon
yes.
that invites the Holy Spirit to help us. Whereas complaining and cussing and getting mad and upset, that works against you. So yeah. it's important to know giving thanks in all circumstances is one way whereby we can be faithful in our following the Lord.
And look, Pastor Parker, just you sharing that story, my husband and I have talked about you behind your back. We uh-huh. both have said, I can't even picture him upset. He's like, and Lamar, my husband, he's even said, he's just such a faithful, loving man. So I could just picture you trying to get in that door with a big old smile on your face.
Well, that's kind of you, but you might talk to some of my family members to see some other side. So I need a lot of grace, a lot of prayer, to be quite honest. Isaac, share our number one more time if someone wants to make a pledge.
Absolutely. That's 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396.
And of course, to go online, you can go to AFR.net to make a pledge online. And again, thank you for being a part of our share-a-thon. And I would invite and encourage every one of you, pray the prayer of Jabez over all 3 days of our share-a-thon. And also, pray the prayer of Jabez over yourself every day mm-hmm. so God will use you more and more. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
My name is Jim Cranack, and I'm calling from Westerville, Ohio. Just appreciate so much American Family Radio and all that you folks do. It's been a blessing to me. When I retired in 2012 from corporate America and had time on my hands, and a lot of times I'm not driving or going to a part-time job I have, I listen to you folks all the time, and you're just such a blessing. And you take a stand for biblical values, and I so much appreciate all that you do. And I am a small monthly contributor to the program. And just again, thank you so much for all that you do.
My name is Ron Bennett. I'm a deputy sheriff, police officer with the Decatur County Sheriff's Department in Decatur County, Tennessee. Thank you for the radio station that I enjoy listening to every morning, AFR. It gets me motivated and it helps me to get through my day as a police officer. Not many of us are, as police officers, are accepted and well received in parts of our state and around the United States, but we have a hard job and we love helping others, and I get a lot of enjoyment being a school resource officer here at Riverside High School.
My name is Daryl. I live here in Conroe, Texas. Started listening to your station about a year and a half ago when I discovered them here. Thank God for a great Christian radio station and what you guys do in impacting the kingdom, as well as trying to mobilize and inform people about issues that they can take up and help to glorify and honor God in the way that we approach the issues going on in this world today. So God bless you. Keep doing great work.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and we're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and we do appreciate every one of you as a part of our listening family as you take the time to pray for the Lord to bless the share-a-thon, as well as you prayerfully consider making a pledge to help us continue the work and the mission of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. Once again, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you can receive the new medium roast blend of coffee from the American Family Association. Or you can become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more and receive a copy of the book about the work and the vision of Dr. Don Wildman, the founder, the person the Lord used to begin this ministry. The name of the book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. We hope that you'll prayerfully consider that. Jade, would you share with our listeners again that number?
Yeah, that number to give is 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. I'm going to share a couple more scriptures, Psalm 149. And then Psalm 150, both of them great praise scriptures that end sort of as a crescendo at the end of the book of Psalms. Psalm 149, praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, sing his praises in the assembly of the faithful. O Israel, rejoice in your maker. O people of Jerusalem, exult in your king. Praise his name with dancing, accompanied by tambourine and harp. For the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let the faithful rejoice that he honors them. Let them sing for joy as they lie on their beds. Let the praises of God be in their mouths and a sharp sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with shackles and their leaders with iron chains, to execute the judgment written against them. This is the glorious privilege of his faithful ones. Praise the Lord. Then Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise his unequaled greatness. Praise him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with the lyre and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath, let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Again, Psalm 149 and Psalm 150. Take time to read and meditate on actually the last five psalms. All of them provide a wonderful, powerful crescendo of praise, worship, and thanksgiving to the Lord as the book of Psalms comes to a conclusion. Those psalms can bless your socks off if you just take the time to go through them.
And, you know, it makes me think of churches. And I know there may be some listeners that go to a church like this where they're more reserved and more, you know, mellow. And I think to myself, man, it's going to be hard for them when they get to heaven, because this is the practice for when we get to heaven, because all the shouting and praises that we're going to be doing, man, we're going to be making some joyful noise to the Lord. And I'm not saying everyone has to be running all over the place. Now, if the Holy Spirit leads you to do it, go for it. But what I am saying, I do think that, we're talking about the King of Kings here, the creator of everything we see and don't see. He deserves all the praise.
He really does.
I like that. Psalms 150. That was a good one.
Amen. Amen. Isaac, do we have another testimony we can hear?
Yeah, we do. Let's go for this one.
Listening to AFA has been the joy of my life. I keep it on. I keep it turned up. I go from room to room doing my chores and get a blessing out of every word that comes out of everybody's mouth. We need more people like you, and I'm just so thankful that I have your radio station to get me through the day.
Okay, beautiful testimony. You know, every testimony is powerful and beautiful in itself, and as one person and then the next one shares a testimony of how the Lord has reached, by His Spirit, has reached through American Family Radio and touched the life of a listener. And, you know, that's what it's about in the kingdom of God. We're to seek to all be individual vessels and using tools like a Christian radio network to touch one another with the finger of God's love by the power of His Holy Spirit.
Yeah. You know, I've heard so many testimonies also through the years, and I'm sure you have as well, Pastor Parker, of people who have come to Christ due to the works of American Family Association. So I bring that up to say to those listening who have given to this ministry, you are part of that like the Lord, you're going to get an award for your contributions, because there have been people that have gotten saved due to listening to this broadcast that can only, and the only reason the AFA still exists this is due to donations like you all. And I brought up before, my husband got saved listening to AFR many, many years ago. And it was due to, he was driving, he's a truck driver. Shout out to all of our truck drivers out there. Thank you so much for your service. Truckers, if they stopped working, the country would sink. And but he was driving and living in sin. He thought he was saved. This was way before he and I met. And he heard, listened to AFR and heard a message and heard the gospel preach. Like he said, he had been in church here and there, but he never heard the gospel preach. And it was right here on American Family Radio.
Mm. And Lamar got saved through,
yes,
as
Lord,
the Holy Spirit reached through the airways and drew him to himself. What
I'm
a powerful
so thankful
testimony.
For that.
Praise God. Isaac, you're going to share a scripture?
Yeah, I wanted to share our theme scripture, 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so like a lot of what we've been saying is that God is faithful. If we've done anything, it has been because God is faithful. If we have done any good works here, it is because God has worked with us and through us. And we are partnering in Jesus's work. Jesus is still working today. He is still alive. Like He is
Glory.
Coming back again, and we're preparing for that day. And so we're just inviting you to partner with us in that. If you can make a financial donation, awesome. You can make that at 1-877-616-2396. You can pray for us. You can do ministry in your own areas, get involved with your own churches, and just continue building the kingdom. Continue working with the Father. Partner with
Amen.
Jesus, because God is faithful.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, Jade, you alluded to the idea that a lot of evangelism happens through the airwaves, and we praise God for that. But, you know, along with that, so much discipleship happens as well, in that like we've been privileged to hear from listeners who sometimes may say something like, well, you know, I used to be pro-choice, but as I listened to the radio, I learned and I grew and I came to realize that that doesn't follow the word of God, and I decided to become pro-life, you know.
Praise
well, that's
God.
Great when the Holy Spirit will help people to grow to where they understand God's heart, God's
yes.
perspective on the life issue or any issue. Again, the goal is that we should seek to have God's heart on every issue, every matter, every perspective.
Absolutely, especially as as a believer, as a follower of Christ. When you claim to be a follower of Christ, that is you stating, I am submitting myself to the lordship of Jesus Christ. There's a verse, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. It says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory. God is speaking here. Guys, we really are not living this life for ourselves. Because if you are living for yourself, you are your own God. Little G-O-D. That is idolatry. That is sinful. We are here as believers to live for the glory of God, the Great Commission, sharing gospel, sharing the gospel, making disciples. And that's one huge aspect that AFR has definitely done. Like I said, I was a little girl listening to AFR in the morning. I'll never forget that.
All right. All right. Well, one more time again, share that number for our listeners calling them to make a pledge.
That number to give is 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net.
And please keep in mind, too, you know, something that if you listen to the Hour of Intercession regularly, you know that we often try to encourage you to email us to get some of the discipleship resources we provide. Please don't hesitate to email us to get those to use for you and your family. But also remember, our goal is that you always forward them and share them with others online as well, because a lot of discipleship can happen as you simply share articles
so true.
And different blogs that teach you about how to grow up in your faith, that teach you to pray, that teach you to grow strong in the Lord, to teach you to be a student of God's Word. So the number one more time to call in to make a pledge, 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to pledge at afr.net. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you have never in your life made the step of asking Christ to come into your heart to become the Lord and Savior of your life and save you, today is a good day, a great day to make that step. Would you from your heart pray this prayer with me now and commit your heart fully to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into the world many, many years ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins and all the wrong things I've done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey and follow you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we very much want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We definitely want to share with you literature and resource material that will help you to begin to grow up, grow strong, and be vibrant in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. We definitely hope to hear from you. Jade, one more time, would you share with our listeners the number if they want to call and
yes,
make
sir.
A pledge?
Yes, sir. It is Spring Charathon. That number to give is 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396, or give at afr.net.
Thanks, Jade. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. Please continue to pray for our Charathon all 3 days. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.